Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called Blue Solar Storm, and it is the ninth day of the Blue Monkey Wave Spell, and it is the solar moon day two. So it's a solar day and a solar moon, and I think we'll have three of them in this solar moon, like at the beginning and in the middle and the very end, just FYI. And I think I've finally made the transition into new time, post-leap day time. And I'll tell you how it happened for me is that I had a day yesterday, Thursday, the first day of the solar moon, that was so intense that it had aspects of white galactic mirror, which it was for the new post-leap year designation, but it also had blue solar storm. Like, it was both. It was a portal of some kind. And I mean, not actually one, but just we're in the mystic column, the central column of the 13 columns of the Zolk'in, which is, I think, a long stretch of kind of muted portal energy, but remains sort of portally all the time. So we're almost to the end. Tomorrow is the end. So yeah, it's culminating, and it was just like, so the way it felt like kind of like being gutted and sacrificed, and then the way that it felt really explosive and turbulent and powerful, like storm, and then the solar moon beginning with also the solar tone perhaps of experiencing a blue solar storm day in the old way, the old rhythm pre-leap day. I have no idea how many listeners are staying with me. This is like minutia. This is the high science, the nerd brain of my my discipleship can get really, really in the weeds. So if you choose to join the discipleship, that is the one that I'm offering. So yeah, whatever, wherever we're at, I'll concede that today is blue solar storm and that blue monkey is so, I mean, what is it? It's cool because children are so fun and playful, but there's a lot of chaos in a child's mind, you know, because they haven't learned boundaries. Those are always being taught. I don't know how safe, I mean, I think children feel safe, but they're constantly trying to push past the safety, and then it can get really scary and you need to run back to your parent. And I feel like that's a little bit of what's been presented in this Blue Monkey Wave Spell. It's just like, what? Where am I? I need some oversight. I've gotten too far from my own internal compass. So where is that parental force? And maybe it's out there, or maybe we don't get it. We have to really invest in our child nature right now and deal with that fringe disruption of learning about life before it's explained to you in a safe, like risk-averse way by your parental figure. It's just a lot of brain activity too, and accompanied by some insomnia recently. And also, I went to bed really early one day. That cracked me up. Like, well, I'm like a child. I'll just put myself in bed at 7:45. You know, like, kids are cool that way. They don't try to extend a day. Sometimes they do, but often they just concede. And that's what's so charming about them, is that they have this innocence around some of their instinctual appetites. So hungry, screaming, and I'm so tired, I need rest, screaming, and other ones, I need a hug. I'm not like a great wisdom keeper here about the blue monkey experience. I'll just say that for me, it's all like derivative of Jose Arguelles right now, and how he created a calendar that couldn't account for leap days, but he did it for good cause. And I'll explain what it is in case you're curious, but I'll do that now. It's so that our year, when I speak to you, my friends, our year is July 26 as its start date. We want our year to move through a 13-year wave spell, and it will, because 364 days is divisible by 4. And when you add that 365th day, no, excuse me, it's divisible by 13. So you can get a certain number of wave spells in the year, like a perfect amount. And then you have one day extra. And that one day extra triggers the years to move forward by one tone. So that last year, this year that we're in, last time we started was on an overtone day, white overtone wizard. And next year it will be a rhythmic day. It'll be blue rhythmic storm. And that's true every year. And so we can see and say and feel and decide that we're moving through 13-year wave spells, and it's very rhythmic that way. But if we were to honor the leap day, meaning like assign the Zolkin to it, we would be dealing with a 366-day year this year, and that would mean that we jumped two tones forward instead of one, and next year would be yellow resonant sun. And we would have gone from white overtone wizard to yellow resonant sun. And so I think that's why he just kind of said, well, we're not going to deal with it because it's actually here. We're learning about rhythm. I think that's really important and instructional. I'm going to underscore that. My kids were educated at Waldorf schools, and I've been a teacher there. When I talk about going back to teaching, that's where I am. And what I think the absolute brilliance of Steiner education, the Waldorf system, is that it's based on rhythm. And so that kids are calmed down and also invigorated by understanding that life is rhythmic. And that is about routine, right? But it's also just like, you know, we are plants inside. You know, we have a plant soul, we have an animal soul, we have a mineral soul, like whatever you want to say. Like, we're of the earth, and the earth is rhythmic and cyclical because of astronomy, and particularly because of astronomy, like the moon pulls the tides and the sun shines on part of the earth and then the other, and this is the earth revolves through the solar system and tilts on its axis. And so it is basically all astronomy. But we are affected by astronomy just as the water is, just as plants are, and we forget. But when we put ourselves in rhythm, I think we're more likely to remember and fall into order with the other rhythms that are more all-encompassing, but we forget about. I mean, a lot of us like having a same routine, and things that are scheduled weekly are actually very rhythmic for all of us who are trying to follow an indigenous calendar, because every 7 days is a rhythm. What isn't rhythmic is when you do something every month, because it will be every 30 or 31 or 28 or 29 days. And so that's why we've jettisoned the month here and taken up the more historically traditional and somehow pure 28-day moon. Okay, so those are what I think. That's why I think Jose Arguelles was kind of the monkey man. He was the monkey, just like creating illusion. You know, we're not following the same calendar that is followed in the Mayan territories now. We're following their teachings about time, and it is integrated with other traditions as well as our modern life, which includes the Gregorian calendar. I mean, you never hear me say, well, today, I'm not going to refer to yesterday or today like as solar moon one and two. I couldn't even tell you from memory when the solar moon begins. I know basically that it's at the start of spring because there's a real symmetry between springing and the solar tone, the return of light, the dominance of light, the response to light that plants, you know, are unbridled in the response to light when spring finally arrives. But I use the Gregorian calendar I use both, but I use one mystically or spiritually, and I use it more and more profoundly than the Gregorian. But I understand the Gregorian is what the entire global population relies on for some reason. It's just kind of comical, right? So the blue monkey time for me has got a lot of personal stuff that I guess I don't really want to talk about, but it has been more profoundly about like, this is so weird, and what do we even do, and who's here to guide us? You know, again, feeling unparented in a way, like, how do I decide what to do about my own rhythm breaking down under the leap day? Maybe I've been parental for someone listening. I'm happy to do it because I feel completely, maybe I feel a little bit parented by Jose. Maybe like his spirit somewhere is the one that just fed me the answer as to why he did it. I never read that. I'm just kind of intuiting it or offering like a really reasonable explanation for why he ignored leap day. Sorry guys, I have some like really intense like childhood damage. You know, we keep saying trauma, trauma, trauma. What is trauma? Trauma is damage and overwhelm. And I've been looking at it a lot through the galactic moon, but you know, the fundamental story is just that I came back to where I grew up 3 years ago when I was 52, when I was in my rebirth. And now I am 52 years after like the first sizable trauma of my childhood. And it's been really, really rough. And so I'm just disclaiming that like the solar moon is my mom's energy. And I find that wretched to bear because the solar tone is so fucking aspirational and fast moving and kind of frantic. I mean, we've earned the ability to move fast. It does match the launch of spring and this like lusty return to light that you can feel. But I really recognize that as I, you know, have to reopen wounds or actually dig out, you know, some kind of internal decay that wasn't attended to enough or recently enough, it has to be revisited. I'm just like, I don't want to move really fast. I guess I'm old, but I think I'm also just aware that everything is already moving too fast. Like the whole technology world that we are invested in that brings this to you, the gift that, you know, 5 minutes after I record it, you can listen to it. That is a gift for which I'm grateful. And it's magical. It's really magical. But it's the speed of light. And so is the solar tone. So I'm at capacity. The speed of light feels like being rushed through life, and it feels like everything is fast because we can get one thing done so fast, we have time to do 20 other things really fast. And so we're always frantically, you know, moving at the speed of technology now. And I'm so sick from it. I've made great strides in the galactic moon, letting go of habitual tech usage in the form of like watching TV. But I am still always looking basically for help through my like phone or email, like anyone out there, who can we share the burden of living with? And so there is this like compulsive, limited reliance on, again, speed of light instead of, I mean, fortunately where I live, we've had the first two sunny days in months, it feels like, although it's probably been weeks, but we've mostly had rain and overcast and cold. And now I step out into the actual light, which started with the solar moon, the sunlight, not the light of my screens. And I'm like, well, this feels really soothing and slowing. Like we see animals lying out in the sun. The sun kind of, in a way, it doesn't maybe deplete us. It can, clearly, but maybe it soothes us and lets us slow down. That's the life I want. I do not want a frantic sort of ravaged race through the rest of my incarnation. And I have a really busy mind that works at the speed of light in some ways, and I have a history of overworking and over accomplishing in order to feel worthy. But I just feel like maybe I'm setting the stage here because the solar moon is about us pulsing our intention in the 13 tones. When we get to this ninth tone, as you all know from listening to me, we get to speak to the sun. The sun is our God in this metaphor. And I just said what I fucking feel. And it's really heartening that I can find it and see it at the outset of this moon. Like, you know, I don't want to drag my mom, but I just don't want to live unhinged, always aspirational to the point of magical thinking being a mental illness. I don't want the solar time that I experience to be a fantasia or a race. I want to communicate with divinity, though. I want to be heard, and I think we all earn it. You know, every time we start the year in July, I'm like, fuck. I've said fuck a lot today. Yeah, I'm a kid. I'm a child in Blue Monkey. Fuck that. It's like I'm learning how to use it. We start the year, and I'm like, oh, people, guys, friends of the pod, it's going to be some work, you know? It's going to be some work, you know, until maybe the overtone moon, we're going to be really working. And then I think there's a little bit of like it gets tempered. And then in the solar, there's this ascent, the energy field and frequency is fast. And in planetary, it's really slow. Like it's like hitting the wall and being bogged down, while also kind of triumphantly a manifestation. It's all things like that. And then, you know, there's a little bit more of a coast of a kind that we get to the end of the year and the spectral crystal and cosmic moons. So right now we've earned clarity and it is time to ask for what we wish for. And I think you're going to feel it holistically after the galactic moon that you kind of know what you're wanting. And like I've said, I've been aspiring all year for peace. But right now I feel like I can confidently articulate and have an adult, meaning an informed, educated, experienced conversation with my higher power. Like, I hope you understand that I've done a lot of work and I've sort of sorted out my life and I'm exhausted and I would love to experience more peace. And I have responsibility in that. And so in the solar and planetary moon, I'll be shown my part of actions to take and to choose. But the awakening isn't that I have a lot that I want to achieve and help me get it done. It's like, well, I'd love to achieve some stuff, but I want it to move kind of at the pace of my human body and not far beyond what my body is sort of ready for or willing to deal with after many years of challenge that we've all been subjected to. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.